I am Andrew Ryan, and I'm here to ask you a question. Is a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow? No, says the man in Washington. It belongs to the poor. No, says the man in the Vatican. It belongs to God. No, says the man in Moscow. It belongs to everyone. I rejected those answers. Instead, I chose something different. I chose the impossible. I chose rapture. A city where the artist would not fear the censor, where the scientist would not be bound by petty morality, where the great would not be constrained by the small. And with the sweat of your brow, rapture can become your city as well. Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is? Insanity is doing the exact same damn thing over and over again, expecting stuff to change. That is crazy. The first time somebody told me that, I don't know, I thought they were joking, so boom, I shot him. The thing is, he was right. And then I started seeing, everywhere I looked, all these idiots, everywhere I looked, doing the exact same damn thing, over and over and over again, thinking, this time it's going to be different. The thing is, I killed you once already, and it's not like I'm crazy.
War has changed. It's no longer about nations, ideologies, or ethnicity. It's an endless series of proxy battles fought by mercenaries and machines. War, and its consumption of life, has become a well-oiled machine. War has changed. ID-tagged soldiers carry ID-tagged weapons, use ID-tagged gear. Nanomachines inside their bodies enhance and regulate their abilities. War has changed.